Hey everyone, happy actual Independence Day on this July 2nd, 2024. Yes, I was telling my son about the history of declaring our independence in the United States and how July 2nd was actually the day that we declared our independence from the tyranny of the king and being under the oppression of Great Britain. It wasn't, of course, until July 4th, just a few days later, that we officially, Continental Congress officially put that stamp and made it official, walked out in the courtyard there near 4th and Market Street in Philadelphia, right near Independence Hall, and read aloud for the very first time the Declaration of Independence. Just an unbelievable moment. So I was sharing that story with my son today, and I thought, what the heck? Our show has been off for a week or so while we have been building our new studio. During this July 4th holiday, I figured I'd come in and say hello to all of you and wish you guys a very happy Independence Day. But isn't that interesting to think about July 2nd as the day that John Adams, of course, who fought vociferously for July 2nd to be the day. I mean, he and Thomas Jefferson went back and forth about this and were kind of bitter, bitter enemies and rivals as a result of this. You know, he was pushing for July 2nd to be the day that we recognize our independence. Thomas Jefferson, of course, famously did not want it to be July 2nd. He wanted it to be July 4th and, you know, went to his grave fighting for it to be July 4th. It is interesting. It was amazing to me. I was born in Philadelphia, but years later ended up working in Philadelphia right near Independence Hall. And got to walk down on my way to work every morning right by Independence Hall. Would pass right through the courtyard there where they read aloud the Declaration of Independence for the very first time that morning, you know? And it's very interesting too to think about how Thomas Jefferson writing in his diary that morning kept, you know, sort of track of the weather. He was really like America's first weatherman, and he would sort of detail what the weather was like on that morning. It was a fairly nondescript, you know, diary entry that day. But imagine being there, standing there that day in that environment, in that courtyard, as the Declaration of Independence is read aloud for the very first time. It would be an unbelievable moment if you could travel back in time and see something like that. And, you know, it's also amazing to think about we're talking about this at a time when we've seen some major moves by the Supreme Court of the United States. And it's been highly encouraging to see some of these decisions coming down, trying to pull back on the regulations in the United States, saying, you know what, the size of government has gotten so large, and these Supreme Court decisions are very encouraging, I think, actually, over the past few days. And I don't know, I've just been feeling pretty excited about this, you know, and seeing all of the American flags on the streets here, and it's very exciting for the 4th of July holiday. So yes, we are off for a few days and very excited to come back on July 8th with our live show. You know, it's funny, I want to read something because what John Adams actually wrote, he wrote about that day and his decision to celebrate on July 2nd. And I love what he wrote. This is what John Adams said on July 2nd. And he would hope that the date of this holiday would be memorialized. He said, "I'm apt to believe that it will be celebrated by succeeding generations as the great anniversary festival. It ought to be solemnized with pomp and parade, with shoes, with games, sports, guns, bells, bonfires, and illuminations." Of course, we celebrated on July 4th. Thomas Jefferson got his way, and the rest is history. I was also telling my son today about the amazing story of Thomas Jefferson and John Adams being absolutely bitter rivals, you know, in an election that essentially almost tore the country apart. But then later in life, they would become best of friends, and they would correspond regularly, sending letters back and forth to each other. And I told my son, can you believe that they both died on the very same day, on July 4th, 1826? And he said, really? That sounds fake. He didn't believe me at first, and I had to prove it to him. And I said, famously, John Adams thought that Thomas Jefferson lived beyond him. You know, he was dying that day in bed, and he said, Jefferson lives. And little did he know that earlier that morning on July 4th, or earlier that day, Thomas Jefferson in Virginia, in Monticello, had already died. So John Adams did in fact live longer, even though he said it out loud, Jefferson lives. but they both die on July 4th, 1826. It's one of those great stories of American history that I wanted to share. So anyways, guys, yeah, we'll be back on July 8th with our live shows. We've got a lot of great interviews that we're already releasing for you that you haven't seen yet. I'm excited to get back in. There's so much to talk about. And then we're just a few weeks, of course, away from the Republican National Convention. And of course, we'll be there as well. So very exciting times as President Biden is about to hopefully step down. Who will be his replacement? Do you think it will be Kamala Harris? Will she become president of the United States for the last few months of this year? Or will she hang out, hold on, and they do put Gavin Newsom in his place on the ticket? So very interesting times right now in American history. So guys, yeah, have a great 4th of July holiday. I hope you guys have a blast with the family. And we'll be back on July 8th. Much love to all of you guys.